key neo-Nazi organizers were employed or lived, and then protesting at those sites in order to put some pressure on their employers and landlords. That worked to some extent, but, you know, we did a variety of those kinds of things.
I went to Lewis and Clark. That's how I got involved. I wasn't as core as, like, Scott, Jonathan, Pat. I wasn't a person who went to meetings and knew the big picture.
That's Gillian, another Lewis and Clark College student involved in the early formation of the Coalition for Human Dignity.
There's official mainstream rallies and community organizing work. And then, of course, the intelligence gathering work that Jonathan was heading up and Steve was really involved in. And I did a little bit support here and there with informers that were in various organizations. I think the intelligence gathering was really important. That's something that helped with preventing violence against people of color and helped put together the pieces of who all the different on-the-ground players were and where they lived and knowing what cars they drove and doing some following of them, figuring out like what their plans were. I can think of instances where a group of people I worked with did things like disabling neo-Nazis' cars in order to reduce the possibility for gatherings that neo-Nazis were holding in a public venue. Then there was a part of it that seemed to me really crucial, which was supporting the people who were most directly in the line of fire and were the alternative posed to neo-Nazis, and being physically present, just showing up and helping separate or barring doors. That physical presence was helpful. I mean, another way of physically presence was keeping close track of neo-Nazi graffiti, which was exploding everywhere, and doing counter graffiti. The idea was not taking the city approach of covering it over with white paint, but leaving it there to be seen so that people were aware this was occurring and countering it with counter messages. I wouldn't want neo-Nazis to feel like this power structure was against them, but actually that their views were not welcome.
Thanks for listening to this episode of It Did Happen Here. The transcripts, show notes with links, full credits, and other relevant content can be found at our website, itdidhappenherepodcast.com. Interviews for this episode were by Annette Newell, Selena Flores, Claire Risciotto, Ender Black, and Aaron Yankee. And your hosts were Mike Crenshaw and Selena Flores. It Did Happen Here is produced by Selena, Mike, and me, Aaron Yankee. Thanks to the participants for sharing their stories. Thanks also to the Institute for Anarchist Studies, to PM Press, to the Marla Davis Fund, to KABU Community Radio, and to the rest of our production team, Icky A., Julie Perini, and Mo Baustern. And thank you for listening. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM in the Portland area and all over the world at KBOO.FM.
The following program is a special encore rebroadcast for these unique pandemic times. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred and are no longer relevant.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell us names in first then?
Portland, hello. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. It's a beautiful Thursday here as summer slowly winds down. We've got a great show for you today. DJ Yellow Horse is in the studio with us as well. And music, poetry, and more coming your way. Starting off the show, this is Eliza P. with The Beat here on Rose City Native Radio.
Thank you. trying to take it. What was given to you? What was given to you? Say what you mean. Mean what you say. Give me pride. Give me pride. Don't have to force it. Don't have to hide. To make your way through. To make your way through. Don't have to please. Don't have to please. Have to look inside. Deep inside.
You'll always be part of me. That was Leeway by Rebecca Hatch. Before that, we're listening to Never Be Apart by Teeks. And we opened up the show with The Beat by Elisa P. Alongside, right after that, was Life Is What You Make It, also by Elisa P. You are listening to Rose City Native Radio. I am still DJ Yellow Horse. And we got a few more songs before we have a wonderful discussion later on here with Jack in the studio. But yeah, let's just keep it going. Let's listen to, this is going to be Instinct by Ray.
I'm just running on instinct. Make up decisions in an instant. Me and my spirit always in sync. Staying real till the vapor's extinct. This might get a tat on my neck, G. Monty, who you're, that's a symbol of prestige. Still allergic to your so don't test me. Boy, you better bless me. Used to do shows and no cash to show for it. Now I'm on flights on tour, but I'm no tourist. Carbon footprint too big, need a plan to hold for it. Cause I'm all for it. No, we just yelling till the table. Now they put my fire. Been this way since. Swear they down, cause I'm down to out there noise. Yeah, yeah. I just flip the script while I flip the bird. I'm just running on instinct. Make up decisions in an instant. Me and my spirit always in sync. Staying real till the bird's extinct. Running on instinct.
in an instant. My intuition is never failing. I crack the MU, try emulate it. I'm not a one hit wonder, I'll demonstrate it. I die for the cause I'm so dedicated. I pay no attention to fakes, I'm ADHD. Every word is so potent, that's TXC. The father of all these hits, call me DAD. I bet on myself, TAD. No, we just yelling till the table. Now they put my fire. Been this way since, swear they down, cause I'm down to out the doors. Yeah, yeah. I just flip the script while I flip the bird. I'm just running on instinct. Make up decisions in an instant. Me and my spirit always in sync. Staying real till I wake up.
Whispers in the wind, slowly going by. Stories being told without even knowing mine. Picture all of it going through my mind. People being bold and they stepping out of line. Now think about the lies, think about the kind of people who deny, they ain't try to undermine. Gossip when they can, try to damage lives. Problems where I stand, but I'm never gonna hide. Nah, 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 no, they ain't never been through all of this. Seeing you succeed, but try to ruin your biz. Try to bruise all of it, so you lose all of it. Deception and disruption to confuse all of it. Chitter chat, hear the chitter chat. Haters ain't about it, and they only chitter chat. Chitter chat, chitter chat. Hear the chitter chat. Cowards talk the loudest, and they only chitter chat. Chitter chat, chitter chat. Hear the chitter chat. Haters ain't about it, and they only chitter chat. Chitter chat, chitter chat. Hear the chitter chat. Cowards talk the loudest, and they only chitter chat. Chitter chat. They talking quiet, now they talking loud. Before they gave me dabs, now they never come around. Still they walking silent, hiding with the crowd. See the hater chat, yet they never hold it down. Slander in my name, try to bring it shame. The truth will set you free, so forget about the game. It's time to get it out the way, save my energy today. Brush that dirt up off your shoulder, walk away from the hate. Nah, 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 no, they ain't never been through all of this. Seeing you succeed, but try to ruin your biz. Try to bruise all of it, so you lose all of it. Deception and disruption to confuse all of it. Chitter chat, hear the chitter chat. Haters ain't about it, and they only chitter chat. Chitter chat, chitter chat. Hear the chitter chat. Cowards talk the loudest, and they only chitter chat. Chitter chat, chitter chat. Hear the chitter chat. Haters ain't about it, and they only chitter chat. Chitter chat, chitter chat. Hear the chitter chat. Cowards talk the loudest, and they only chitter chat. Chitter chat,
chitter chat. Hear the 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 chitter chat.
And that was Chitter Chat by Cody Coyote from his brand new album that came out, what, 2 weeks ago? It's really good. You should go listen to it. Let's listen to This is Frank Wallen with White War here on Rose City Native Radio.
We have never really seen the war go away. I mean, if you're dying, If you're dying from the seventh cavalry bullets, if you're dying from induced poverty, racism, classism, sexism, and you're dying from alcoholism and poverty. We have never really seen the war go away. I mean, if you're dying from the seventh cavalry's bullets, or if you're dying from induced poverty and racism, class systems and sex systems, all right, and you're dying from alcoholism and poverty, all right, or someone has come in now in the name of maximizing the profit, and they're getting you to work in the mines, the uranium mines, and you're dying from lung cancer, and you're dying from the cancers and the diseases that come out of that. You're dying. It's the same as the bullet killing you, and I see it all as a war.
Songs that my people sing make me feel like I ain't gotta worry about a thing. The balance swings, everyone treated like a king. Remember Mother Earth and the teachings that she brings. But why I'm back, you'll find that it's all related. It reminds that with purpose we're all created. But that's debated, distorted by those who hate it on our beliefs, cause we believed all things were sacred. The long awaited seventh generation feels the pain, uranium drained from our black hills. Let it rain, genocide won't pay the bills. I feel the shame, suicidal thoughts give me chills. I can't escape it, warming up with the smallpox blanket while I see my mother get abused. I'm accused of a rebel cause I don't dance with the devil. I got these reservation blues. I bet their hearts drop when they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't speak about people you don't fight for. When they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't speak about people you don't fight for. Love planted in psychotic mud. A rose from Rosebud, who rose from haunted clubs. Hooked on phonics, beating on my sonic drum. Addicted to my demons and my melancholic drugs. Self-hate on my sleeve, self-destruction on my mind. Alone in this house I built with my beats constructed rhymes. I'm not allowed to leave until I deconstruct my mind. Historical trauma, got my spirit stuck in time. Manifest destiny, arrested all that is left for me. I used to be free in this land, but now I'm a refugee. In the name of progress, president order the death of me. Shout out to Code of 38, I pray that you're blessing me. Resistance is natural, ancestral energy. Battles and survival, decolonized memories. Apologies will never make amends for your colonies. America, you givers are sovereignty. Their hearts drop when they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't speak about people you don't fight for. When they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't speak about people you don't fight for. These ancient wars never ended, descended from the spirit. Singing songs of freedom, our ghosts make you hear it. Genocide never ended, descended from the spirit. Singing songs of truth, their lies make you fear it. Way of life never ended, descended from the spirit. Singing songs of freedom, our ghosts make you hear it. Revolution never ended, descended from the spirit. Singing songs of hope, hoping my people hear it.
And in order for that system to work, they have to mine our minds to get at the essence of our spirit. The mining of the essence, the mining of the spirit, mining our minds, the pollution from that is all of the neurotic, distorted, insecure behavior patterns that we develop. That's the pollution. But it's a disease. It lives and travels through the mind, through the generations.
If we spend our lives looking for sad, then it's sadness we will find. And turning lonely into a junkie habit only ends up with lonely as its fix. Those lost parts of feeling out of control are the parts can't make up our minds. Those always somebody to blame's are keepers of us from looking at us instead. There's that abundance of pity parties, willing to let us be the life of the party, easy to do when we're the only guest and we're the host and entertainment. While the joker and the fool laugh it up, outside the darkness we use as lights, in the place where good memories party, enjoying their rushes. Judgment of self as our clarities, realities of our value becomes apparent.
That was Becomes Apparent by John Trudell and K-West, who remixed the music to it. Before that, we're listening to White War by Frank Wallen. You are still listening to Rose City Native Radio. Of course, I am still DJ Yellow Horse. And in the room with me, I also have Jack.
Hi. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
So, let's dive into it, right?
Let's just jump right in.
Any better time than right now to have our little talk.
Okay. Campfire talk? I don't know. We'll come up with a better name eventually when I can stop coughing about the toxic whatever we're about to talk about. That's right, folks. It's time for Johnny Depp Corner. Nick, do you want me to lead this off, or do you want...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. So, for those of you who may be out of the loop, Dior, the fancy French perfume company, has a new scent out called Sauvage. And they've been using Johnny Depp as a mascot of sorts for it, and using a lot of native imagery, and recently there has been huge backlash against it, to the point where Dior has pulled the campaign from the internet. And it's cringy as heck, especially just, I thought we were done using Johnny Depp, like, honestly, I thought we were done, but apparently we're not, Nick. Apparently we're not done using Johnny Depp for things he has no business doing. There was teasers of Johnny Depp looking all stoic at a campfire, and fancy dancers, and I guess interviews as well of actual Native Americans from this organization called Americans for Indian Opportunity. And recently, and I want to say as recently as today, Americans for Indian Opportunity released a statement addressing their involvement and kind of apologizing for it. they had done some interviews. I'm not even really sure completely. I've seen a bit, but basically, Americans for Indian Opportunity released an open letter, that was apologizing. So from the open letter, I quote, "American Indians for Opportunity deeply regrets its participation in the Dior campaign. We believed that we had an opportunity to reshape long-standing and damaging representations of Native peoples on an international scale. That did not bear out as we had hoped and intended, especially in Dior's media and public relations campaign, in which we did not consult or have prior knowledge. AIO takes responsibility for our actions and has much to learn from this unfortunate set of events. AIO will work with allies to address the situation through the practice of our core values of relationships, responsibility, reciprocity, and redistribution. AIO will continue to bring a consciousness to the non-Native public about the reality of Indigenous peoples today. I'm sorry. When you're approached to help with this campaign for a product called Savage, that should be your first clue. I don't know, Nick. What do you think?
I think that they think they did all the right steps in order to make sure that this is going to be all right, A-OK for AIO. And I think it's kind of terrible. I mean, I kind of get why they're like, okay, let's work with somebody who should know what they're talking about. But if you looked at the post, and I saw this on Instagram for the campaign for the first time, woke up to it, and I was like, oh, this is a great way to start the day. But the caption said something about like Native American values and culture or something like that, where it clumped like all of us into just this one entity in itself. And that just shows that the campaign didn't know anything about what they were talking about right there.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember seeing this, I believe it's a men's fragrance, and I remember seeing it years ago because it's been around for a while, and Johnny Depp is there, and it was very like, we're Western themed, we're like the outback, we're super rough and rugged. And at first I was like, I mean, I'm never ever going to wear it, I don't care anything about it. But I mean, they were tiptoeing on that line until what, the I think that was September 1st was when the campaign started. And
well, there have been teaser trailers out, there's been
it was scheduled to start on September 1st. Is when the whole entire campaign was supposed to start. Teaser videos happened before that.
Yes.
But why why Johnny Depp? I mean, great for the fancy dancer. I mean, I'm pretty sure they got paid decently, but I don't think they understood how it was going to be portrayed. I mean, they're probably like, oh yeah, it's going to be this way, that way, and then you see the finished product and you're like, oh no, you didn't hear me at all.
Okay,
did you?
Well, here's the thing, right? You would think that they were like, oh, we're just as surprised as you. Again, though, you are advertising a product called Savage. Again, there's your sign. But on August 30th, AIO was saying how happy and excited they were to be a part of the campaign. And I quote, "The goals of Americans for Indian Opportunity for providing consultations on media productions are to ensure the inclusion of paid Native staff, artists, actors, writers, etc., to educate the production teams on Native American contemporary realities, and to create allies for Indigenous peoples. AIO does not speak for all Native Americans. We are proud to have successfully achieved our goals of education and inclusion for this product with Parfums Christian Dior." Where is any of the education? Lord. And they had, apparently, allegedly, they've had red face parties for the promotion of this.
I did not hear about that.
Oh, yes. Complete with bonfires, headdresses, teepees, everything. There are videos circulating of, like, dudes in headdresses holding, like, a woman in a bikini in a headdress around a fire. There's celebrities posing next to teepees and the Dior logo. It's a mess. It's a mess. And apparently in the campaign video, one of the consultants for Americans for Indian Opportunity in the video calls Johnny Depp unique and our Indian brother. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Oy. I mean, you'd think he'd know better, right? After that one movie he did that I don't want to talk about.
The one movie is so bad that actual natives walked off set because of it. Also, which reminds me, we'll be playing a special little fun audio clip it's dated, but I think it's needed for this, after this discussion. So here's the thing, right? There is this nonprofit organization called Illuminative, and I really like what they do. It focuses on accurate and contemporary representations of Native people. So they did an op-ed with Indian Country Today, and they touched on a lot of points that I really like connect with. So talking about how a lot of the time these major corporations will try to incorporate Native imagery to sell their products, but very little of it has anything to do with actual Native realities. And on top of that, none of it's going to Native communities. None of it's going to help actual Native people. It's just tokenizing them and using our imagery and the stereotypes to sell a product. And part of that, they don't think about their actions. Again, it's promoting more stereotypes and actually is hurting Native people rather than helping them, which either way, they don't care. They're not here to help or hurt. They're just here to sell their product. And so instead of honoring, which is what they hide behind all the time, right? They're like, well, we want to remind people of you. And that's part of the huge overall arching problem, is that Native people are very often invisible within these spaces, unless it's for stereotypical means. Unless you see a fancy dancer, unless you hear someone say, oh, Johnny Depp is our Indian brother in that way. Unless you have somebody brooding over a fire in the middle of the Utah desert, Native people are often erased. And so part of that also plays into the fact that we don't really see ourselves a lot, and sometimes that when we do, even if it's in a problematic state, it can still, at least we're seeing ourselves. So to quote Illuminative from their op-ed, when offered so few opportunities to see ourselves represented in mainstream culture, we sometimes look to and are proud of representations that are actually offensive. Invisibility negatively impacts Native communities and non-Natives alike. This is why it's important for Native and non-Native allies to push for opportunities for Native people to be completely in charge of their story, that their perspectives and experiences are welcome. Despite working with Native people, the organization said, the fundamental issue is that Native people were used to tell a pre-established narrative, one that the company wanted because they saw the narrative as being profitable. This isn't collaboration. This isn't allyship, which I completely agree with. You're using Native people as props. You're using Native people to vouch for this white man that you have playing Indian, who is known for playing Indian. I don't care if he's been adopted by the Comanche Nation. Y'all have heard me rant about that back when this show started, even, because that was in 2013. So you've heard me rant about that before as well. It's a tale as old as time, again. And unfortunately, we will continue to have Native organizations like AIO think that this is helping. Think that, hey, at least they're asking us for once, when really we need to not be looking at it like that. We need to demand more. We have a right to demand more. We have a right to demand control over our own stories and our own representation. And we really should be saying no more. We should be telling them, no, this is not an accurate thing. Just because you have us saying, oh, okay, well, at least you have a fancy dancer, like, I guess that's something. No, we should be telling them no more often, and really thinking about who we're collaborating with and what the message actually is, and whether or not these people really care. I mean, they can talk a high, they can hype it, but we really need to think about what we're putting out there as far as representation of Native peoples. And I think that when such a big company does reach out, it can be really exciting. It's like, hey, they finally noticed us. But just because Senpai finally noticed you doesn't mean that Senpai is, thinking of your best interest. Nick, any thoughts?
I think that it should have been done with a long time ago. I'm honestly surprised that it's been able to be a perfume for this long. That's my own personal opinion. And I'm glad that everyone is finally seeing how terrible this is. I mean, we all know the risks of cultural appropriation in fashion. It's everywhere. It's blatant. And these designers who are not of these cultures get the praise all the time and get revered and said, how in the world did you do such creative work? You're such a genius, blah, 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 this, this, and that. And I mean, I could go on and on about certain designers and how terrible they are at just stealing artwork. I'm real quick, I want to point out, I don't want to say this designer's name, but he did papel picado, which is the cutout paper shapes that you see in traditional Mexican culture, usually around celebrations. He took that, made like some type of vinyl material, stitched that together, and made similar cutouts for outfits and garments for spring, summer of this year. So it was presented last fall. And so many of my friends who I thought were like intelligent about these things were like, oh, I guess it kind of looked like that. And I was like, it's a blatant ripoff. I don't understand this. I don't understand how you don't see this. This is flying under the radar when it's so blatant. And for it to take the campaign of having a native and the word savage next to it, is that that's what it takes, is we need to be more mindful about these things in my eyes. Just perhaps it's just me because I dive into that type of environment a lot, but
well, you're directly affected by it, whereas I think maybe perhaps some of your friends aren't directly affected by it.
Oh, I'm talking about like natives who are into fashion.
Ah, I see.
And well, also someone that I would have been like, oh, I thought you were a lot more aware of a lot of other people's issues, because they even expressed that to me at one point. And then for me to be like, oh, hey, this is what's happening, and it's clearly a white British designer that made these garments, and you're just like, yet you're still praising them.
Yeah, I definitely agree, we need to do better and be more mindful of things like that. And we have so many amazing representations of how to do it correctly. I mean, look at Bea Yellowtail. Like, everything she does is amazing.
It's
her
really
campaigns
good.
Are amazing. And people keep ripping off her beautiful beaded boots. And if you have not seen those boots, Google Bea Yellowtail and you will be amazed. Anything on Beyond Buckskin, just go to Beyond Buckskin and check out all the amazing, like, people there. There's plenty of representation of Native-owned products and things where they, I mean, look at our homie Jared, like at OXDX, like a way to incorporate indigenous culture without stereotyping. In fact, a lot of these brands fight against stereotyping, like Section 35, OXDX, and many more, and are able to incorporate Diné culture, or Cree culture, or, you know, whatever tribes they're from as well. And it all flows really in a really beautiful way. But again, these are often overlooked, because they don't have as big a name as Dior, and they don't fit into the stereotypes or the boxes that people think that we are, when the whole point of these brands is to expand from that. Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this for eons, of course, but someone needs to tell Johnny Depp to sit down. Like, Johnny Depp, you need to retire. I used to really love Johnny Depp, but man, you gotta stop. It's time to stop, Johnny Depp. Time to stop Dior as well. Just so tired. Any final thoughts, Nick?
I think I said my thoughts.
That's fair. So this is a little bit of a blast from the past, but this is an old clip that I recorded way back when. This is an open letter to Johnny Depp's Tonto by Natanya Ann Pulley here on Rose City Native Radio. Open letter to Johnny Depp's Tonto by Natanya Ann pulley. Dear Johnny Depp's Tonto, we are going to have to talk about next year when your Disney movie about the Lone Ranger and Tonto hits. An in-production photo of you has emerged, and it makes me nervous. You have a blackbird on your head. Johnny Depp Tonto blackbird head. Tisk tisk. That bird might pluck your eyes out, man. The moment it hit my Facebook newsfeed, the updates from my friends went nutso. What is this look? Is it genuine? Is Johnny Depp Native American or native enough? Does he, like so too many others, have a distant Indian princess in his lineage? He said his great-grandmother is Creek or Cherokee. Creek or Cherokee. He's not sure which. This Creek or Cherokee-ness of him amounts to one line on his Wikipedia page. Can casually embracing being part of this or that tribe somehow carry us forward? I can get stuck somewhere between the first and second question, shamefully. Am I supposed to know? As a half Navajo, if this look is genuine, will my half-blood tell me, or can I Google it? I Googled it, and there is some history there. It took some work, though, to worry and to Google the Native American images and questions that come to me. I'm not sure if educating the public is your intention, Johnny Depp Tonto, and if so, I doubt non-Native folk will do the same. It's exhausting. I'm not sure if you know what it's like undoing stereotypes and ignorance from a laptop. Someone else dressed you, fancied you up, and you'll be huge and flat on the big screen, a glossy fetish truth to someone. Let's not forget the Johnny Deppness of you, Tonto. Personally, I'm fine with a bit of Johnny Deppness in things. I grew up in a world that just had Johnny Depp in scissors, in dreary mansion, in drag, in Greece, in the cutesy side of mental unstable romance, and with Sweeney Blades. Yeah, I'm a sucker for this, and for a bit old Burton perfected gloss to my goth. I'd take a little Johnny Depp with my coffee, if asked, but this is different. The questions come, and not from just one friend or another, but they resonate. And not up and out of the tribal sands so ancient or from drumming ancestors speaking through time, but just in my bones. You know, like how regular folk wonder things. Why is another non-native playing a native? It's not as easy as there's no Native American Johnny Depp. If you tell me, Johnny Depp Tonto, that there is not enough of us, I'll pluck your eyes out myself. We are here. We are out there, artists, film writers, directors, actors, poets, authors, and musicians. Cashiers. Engineers, doctors, etc., etc. We are everywhere, just not on your screen or any screens near you. There could be someone even more sexy, slinking, bitingly dark, but kind of funny, sweet, and clever, less gothy superstar than Johnny Depp. A Native American someone. There really could be. But we might never know. I've also heard, a little birdie said, that it's possible for the movie's Johnny Depp Tonto character might be a white man renegade pretending to be native and hiding from the law. Wouldn't that be something? Couldn't that explode the thing? What if the Tonto of a Johnny Deppness brought up so many of the right questions? What is it like to think one can dress and hide in a culture? What might it mean for a character to work his or her, although I do like the Johnny Deppness switch, through complexities of living out a life like a native. Might this strip the fetish off you, Johnny Depp Tonto? Couldn't it catch the attention of a particular student in a friend's class that actually asked, just this year, mind you, why is there a car in this Sherman Alexie story? Native Americans don't have cars, they ride horses. Can you imagine, Johnny Depp Tonto? You. More than pixels, more than matter made shade, but you, an explosion of heritage, wearing heritage among heritage, mistaken as and hiding within heritage. Like what history is before it's flattened. But Johnny Depp Tonto, I imagine we won't have these sort of conversations by the time your, wait, the Lone Rangers movie hits. And I won't be able to say, yeah, at least he gets it. When image after image of Native American comes across my screen, and it's some stoic face brave or nature fairy or cartoon figure Indian. My Facebook newsfeed shows something different, by the way. You should get one. My Indian friends love to smile, love to laugh and swear and ham it up. You might be surprised by how many birds, wolves, and bears aren't in our profile pictures. Johnny Depp Tonto, I hope you get to be one of ours. I hope there's more to you than the starkness of your white and black face. I hope you get an itch to step off that big screen and take a space in the world that doesn't knock us back into shirtless, whooping half-animal extras. High hopes. So mostly, I hope you don't end up in an in-bag costume to sell at Halloween. They'll just snip the Jack Sparrow braids a bit, move around a few trinkets and feathers, and you'll be ready to wear. On bodies, on backpacks, on bedsheets. I'm worried for you. You'll be everywhere for anyone to try on, and the DVDU will be out in time for the holidays. Christmas will hit with your team design face on everything and shopping for and around you at that time of year. Well, it's probably going to be a slaughter. Savagely yours, Natanya Ann Pulley. That was an open letter to Johnny Depp's Tonto by Natanya Ann Pulley, read by yours truly. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. For music, events, and more, let us know what's going on at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. Nick, thanks for joining us. Shout out to DJ Yellow Horse.
Thanks for having me.
And as always, we will see you next week, Indian Country.
America, land of the free. Home of the brave, not land of the free. Crooked cops on my street, steady harassing my peeps. Columbus didn't discover it, he was lost at sea. Therefore, my folks discovered him. There were no borders when the Santa Maria came ashore. What gives immigrants the right to tell the indigenous, you can't be here no more? That's hypocrisy at its finest. I pray those seen America's ugliest colors know that doesn't define us indigenous people, cause we too had a taste, had our culture stripped and traditions taken away. Some folks make religion far too tremendous, keep taking it to war. Religion will end us, that's not a promise or a threat. The way that we treat the world, that's simply something we can't expect. If we keep moving this way, we're guaranteed regret. I didn't cross the border crossed me. Can't call my folks illegal if you're same across the sea. I didn't cross the border crossed me. Can't call my folks illegal if you're same across the sea. I didn't cross the border.
border with a border cross tweet. Can come up, it's illegal if you came across the sea. Honey, cross the border with a border cross tweet. Can come up, it's illegal if you came across the sea.
Times haven't changed, fools like Trump wanna make the indigenous go away. Illegal is the term being used freely. Know the bloodline of your family, cause Europe isn't close. I'll walk across the Mexican border. For your land, I'll need a plane and boat. The doctrine of discovery gives the right to steal.
The preceding program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More audio can be found online at kboo.fm.